Hold on, this is GamerCast episode 18.
18? Woo. We've been doing it for ages now.
We're old.
It's old school. I was watching Incredibles yet last night. It was great.
I was watching all those cool Oblivion videos they've released. That's cool.
It's no school like the old school. Right, well, let's rock on. We've actually had a proper letter.
Oh, Rather than just a giant argument on the fucking blog, which I can't be bothered to read anymore because it's so much junk. I've had to ban the Mr. Smith guy because he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he's driving me up the wall.
Yeah, he just gets in arguments with everyone.
I think it's like his hobby in life to piss people off. So, no, he's been blown out of the sky. So, yeah, first and only letter. You want to read it?
Right, we've had a letter from Killy Pants Mafia, which sounds really scary.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have to say you guys are doing a great job with the podcast. I look forward to it every week, blah, blah, blah. I bet you guys get loads of this crap. Yes, we get loads of that crap.
We want more. Tell us we're great.
Anyways, my question is, why are you guys always bashing EA? Sure, they may defeat the concept of small developers putting out new games, but EA has put out some classic ones themselves. I don't want to become a new enemy of you guys. Cough, Bobman, cough. Bobman's not. Bobman's the man.
Yeah, Bobman's our
American accent, but...
Yeah, he is... I don't know, everybody else listens to it is people we don't know, or the people of the forums. He was our first new person that got onto the forums and everything just from listening to GamerCast.
Yeah.
So he rocks.
So we're going to have to, if he's ever down in the Southwest, we're going to have to get him on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll kidnap him or something. Anyway, I'm wondering why you guys despise EA so much. We'll come to that in a second. Second question, have you heard anything about the shooter Black? It looks like a great game. I was wondering if there's anything...
It's Black. The only thing I know about it is it was shoved on the Mother's Day list or something to buy your mother for Mother's Day. Okay.
What?
Yeah, he went onto the game.net website and clicked on Mother's Day because it had Mother's Day. And I was like, okay, they've got a section for Mother's Day. Well, what's with this? So I clicked on it, wondering, you know, it might have been something like really cool for the Game Boy or something for my mum, and clicked on it, and it comes up with like Black and loads of other games. It's like,
what the fuck?
Okay, I know some mums come in and buy like Burnout because they like crashing cars, but Black? No thanks. So
yeah, I mean Black, let's talk about EA for starters.
I would say it's more you that bash them, but I ain't keen on them either.
What? I love EA. EA have loads of great quality titles, like FIFA and all those other stuff. Yeah, they're all great games.
It's
look at this check from EA.
Why do I feel like we're recreating that? I'm a Mac gamer. There's lots of great games on the Mac.
Warcraft 3, that puzzle game with the Apple logo. That's a great game. I beat it, but it's still fun.
Oh no, there are some good ones, you know, fair enough, Battle for Middle-earth and stuff like that.
Yeah, they've done a good job with Battle for Middle-earth, although I'm bored with it, frankly.
Yeah, I haven't played it for
although a while. Although I think I'm just bored with RTS in general at the moment.
I've gone back into it. I really ought to start playing Warcraft now. I've got the Warcraft 3 now, I've got the expansion, but I've just been playing the expansion.
I was going to buy it, man, because it was only like £5 or something.
Yeah.
Then I just decided not to because I knew I'd never play it. So yeah, the reason we hate EA, they've released bucket loads of shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would be too bad if they didn't bother with the shit.
Yeah, if they got rid of the shit and just kept their core decent titles, it would be alright. But the trouble is, we had two people come in today. They were on the Xbox and they were playing FIFA Street 2. These people were what we would classify as chavs.
Oh yeah.
Chavs are the only people who'd like EA stuff. Gamers don't. Gamers see EA as this nasty thing which pumps out bucket loads of shit.
I expect you to swallow it.
Yeah, I mean FIFA Street. You can just imagine where FIFA Street came from. It didn't come from a game developer thinking, oh, what would be a really cool thing to do. It came from an EA executive thinking, oh, look, our quarter one revenue isn't very good. What can we chuck out to fill it? Mm. The answer? FIFA Street.
It all becomes business. At the end of the day, the only way that we could keep the gaming industry pure would be to keep the company small, keep lots of them.
No way.
Great title.
Release everything under the Gunu license. Everything should be Gunu-fied, and everything should be in the public domain.
True, true.
And then when the revolution comes, comrade, we are sorted. So yeah, that's the main reason EA shovel out bucket loads of shit. Yes, they do have a couple of quality titles, which I do actually own. Look, there's Battlefield Middle-Earth up there.
SimCity 4.
And look, there's Battlefield 2. And SimCity 4. Did they buy Maxis for SimCity 3000? Maybe. If they did, then yeah. That as well. What else is there? There must be a couple of other games.
Yeah, I got Sims 2, Battlefield Middle-Earth.
Fight Night.
I don't know, Fight Night.
I do.
What else have I got? I've gone to a couple of the SSX games.
Oh, what the crap!
And I didn't like the second one. The other ones I kind of
went in. Amped is where snowboarding is.
Yeah, I went straight onto Amped. Anyway,
Microsoft did a really good job, but since Take-Two took over, it's gone OTT and just silly.
Yeah,
it used to be relatively serious. Yes, it had the weird cutscenes and stuff like that, but the actual game was a serious snowboarding game, and that's just got an OTT.
It's gone like that because he's trying to appeal to the snowboarders. Is that sort of...
Yeah, man, cool snowboard.
Yeah.
Foot elite.
It's just gone to that... They've tried to create it so that it's realistic, but it's also it's the fact that it's more like a game that you would play after a good... evening of hitting the pipes and stuff on the slopes.
The pipes, the bagpipes. Right, so we've got Kajit on MSN. I'm telling him to connect now, so that's someone else in the chat room. Right, Black. What do we think about Black?
I don't see much about it. I've
played it.
To see just a black thing with lots of guns and the word black with EA and a little blue thing, I kind of just went that far and decided, yeah, I'm not going to even attempt to look any further.
Right. At that point. Graphics-wise, I suppose for the PS2 it looks alright. They've done some nice cheating ways to make things look nice, like using polygons and having a transparency filter or whatever they do to make shader sort of esque techniques. But the gameplay itself is, oh my god, this game sucks. If you take GoldenEye, Rogue Agent, and remove the, oh, this is nearly James Bond, but not quite, and then make it really crap, and then mix in a bit of Killzone, which was also diabolical, you've probably got Black. It's this crazy shooter, which is really arcadey, really poor, it's quite buggy, it's not good, don't buy it.
The thing is,
if you want a first-person shooter to buy, I'd recommend Quake 4 at the moment. Or Perfect Dark, or Ghost Recon.
Because fair enough, there's Battlefield 2, but what decent...
Oh yeah, Battlefield 2 is cool, man.
What decent first-person shooters are there made by EA? Fair enough, I must admit...
Battlefield 2 isn't made by EA, they just publish it.
Yeah.
Until they buy
first the developer. The first James Bond game wasn't too bad. I bought that on the PS2 when I had my original one.
Agent Under Fire.
Yeah, and that I was kind of excited about because I was like...
It was something a bit new, we'd not seen a James Bond game for a while, etc.
Yeah, you know, that was it, you know, they hadn't gone OTT yet. You know, I was still liking the whole getting a James Bond.
Then it was yearly rehash, and
yeah,
downhill.
That's when I stopped. It was like, no, thank you.
No,
you seen the new James Bond?
No.
The bloke who's playing James Bond?
No.
It's, you probably wouldn't know, but it's the guy out of...
guy with blonde hair.
Yeah, from Layer Cake.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it. The thing I like about it, he's giving it that feeling where it's not kind of cheesy... Oh, James Bond on a Christmas sort of time feel. It's giving it more of that proper espionage, James Bond...
Stupid crap feel.
It's got a bit more of a... more realistic. He's got more of a look about him.
Look, I'm not Pierce Brosnan. I'm some other dude. And eat that.
Yeah. I've seen some clips from it. It does look quite good.
I hate James. The whole concept is crap. The films are crap. I mean, you know, it's always... James Bond goes in, blah, blah, blows the shit out of everyone, blah, blah, blah. He's supposed to be a spy. He's not a very good spy if they're blowing a whole base up or something.
Yes. It's that License to Kill. It just goes to your head. I was watching a very good film that was very good espionage.
License to shit.
Americans against the Russians. Oh, Firefox.
God. Oh, Uber, the MiG, whatever it is.
Yes.
I had the model for Flight Simulator. Did you see it?
Really?
Yeah, it did like Mach 7 at like 100 feet. It was like mental. You could go from... I took off from Heathrow in the Firefox, and I went... In Flight Simulator, the maximum altitude you can go is 100,000 feet. And then, that's as far as the engine will go. And it's just there, hovering at 100,000 feet. It's like, whoa, man. And it's like, it went straight up in, 20 seconds.
Sweet.
Not very realistic, but whatever.
It's still cool. Yeah, Firefox Rules. I was watching it this morning while I was waiting for my...
I've never seen the film.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
You have to tell me when it's on TV.
I'll bring the DVD around so you can borrow it.
Oh, great. I've taught myself into watching a film. Okay, I'll just have it in a little window.
Yeah, put it in the little window. It is good because you go through the whole espionage bit where they're trying to convince... They've got to convince him to do the mission. Then they've got to get him ready for the mission, get him there, and then he's got to pretend he's someone else.
Yo, man, I am the dude.
Then they're being chased, and he's got to work his way all the way until he gets to the place where he's got to break into the hangar, and they're all getting ready to test the Firefox, and he nicks it. But that's right.
Yeah, so that's Firefox, the new Firefox game coming out from EA.
Firefox, the game, would actually rock. That would make a really cool...
You have this overpowered MiG which blows up everything within 200 miles.
And you think in Russian, shoot backwards missiles, and it fires missiles out the ass end of it. It's great.
Let's just check on the chat room and see what people are saying on there. Because I've noticed one thing. When we have the chat room, the episode is so fragmented and weird. So what we're going to do is I'm going to say when we're allowed to check the chat room.
Okay, I won't look at it until...
So we're allowed to check the chat room now.
So what's going on?
Someone said James Bond sucks. Khajiit joined, and so did Captain Albert Wesker. Wahey.
Sweet.
So nobody's really said a lot. So if you want to say something, there'll probably be another period in about 10 minutes where we would check the chat room.
Cool. On with the show.
On with the show. Major news this week that Sony have gone bankrupt. Although this hasn't reached mainstream news organisations, it is from one of our actual sources at GamerCast, where we have determined that Sony have finished. Therefore, we would like to declare Microsoft the winners of the console war.
Yeah, there's no point in bringing out the PS3. No point.
PS3's been cancelled, no such thing.
Right, basically, they had a news report on BBC News, and it was going on about...
Are you going to say they're not bankrupt? You've got to twist the news report so they are bankrupt.
Well, this is the thing I like about it, is...
Do say they're nearly bankrupt.
Normally when you get any news about the PlayStation 3, it's like, PlayStation 3, yes, boomerang controller, it's going to kill you.
Hype.
Yeah, because this was BBC, it was very much kind of like, ooh, hype, but then it was truthful, and that's what I liked about it. As soon as I watched it, I was like, Paul's going to love this.
I mean, that's what I spend my money on.
Mm.
You know, I'm 100 quid a year to get the BBC bargain.
Basically, the news report was saying that, Sony were saying that the PS3 is late. They wanted to release it next month.
Their internal schedules always showed end of the year.
Yeah, so...
Hype. Liars. Yeah, they're lying bastards. That's what it is. They just wanna, if you buy a PlayStation 3, you are supporting lying bastards.
The idea is there's that inkling idea that, ooh, it may be out. And as soon as you think, ooh, it might be out, you're like, ooh, I'll save my money. No, I'll wait. I'll be sensible and I'll wait. That's what they're trying to get people to do. But it's not coming out. Basically, they've turned around and said it's late and they will be releasing it 2006 November worldwide. Whether that will happen or not is another thing to come.
Let us cast back our minds to the little thing it was called. It was like a Sony version of the Game Boy. What was it called? It was this thing that nobody bought. It was like one of those flop consoles. What was it?
Portable
PlayStation?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
Station Play Portable? PlayStation Portable!
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I mean, they said that was a worldwide 2004 November launch.
How much did we get screwed over? It was supposed to come out the same as Nintendo's DS, and what happened to that?
And we had to wait 11 months until it came out.
Stupid.
So yeah, we know what Sony's worldwide releases really mean.
But, my honest opinion, I think it's actually going to happen because of what else was said. They were talking about the state of Sony with the fact that it looks like they're on a slow decline.
They've not made a profit in like 5 years.
All their products are not doing very well, especially this new pebble of a purple pebble iPod taking the mic out of thing. It looks like it's got a screen, but every time you see it, it looks like someone superimposed white writing on it. I can't even tell if there is a screen or there isn't a screen or what the hell's going on with it. I wouldn't even dare spend...
I mean, if you're going to get an MP3 player, get one that isn't a rock. You know, it's supposed to be cool by looking like a, like this like purple smooth pebble, and it's really just crap.
With barely any buttons.
I would recommend someone buy an iPod over it.
Yeah.
And the iPod is a pile of crap itself.
You don't.
I think we had some comments about why I always bash the iPod and iTunes. Well, I'll go into it later on.
Yeah. And I got iTunes back. I finally found my iTunes box. I haven't been able to use my iPod in ages because I can't put anything on it without iTunes. Drives me up the wall.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons it sucks.
Mm. Microsoft want to bring out... That's what they want to bring out. Microsoft want to bring out an iPod. Their own version of an iPod, right?
An X-Pod.
And it's got to have that stylistic look like it should be with the 360. It's like its baby cousin. And then you just plug it in through...
Although the 360 looks nice, it would look better in black.
Mm.
I don't like white things.
Multiple choice of different colours would be quite nice. But yeah, something that you could just connect up to Windows Media Player and it just, everything works.
There's the phone and all the other devices on PlaysForSure.com.
Yeah.
Welcome to 1997, Adam.
No, you know what I mean. Something is just
nice. Microsoft have that. Yeah. They don't manufacture the hardware themselves because...
Other people do it.
It's an ecosystem of choice. You can have the same abilities, you can have the same DRM music work on any player. That's powered by Windows technologies,
yeah.
Which they all are, apart from Sony's one,
and the iPod,
and perhaps a couple of others I've never heard of.
Quite true.
You know, Apple equals lock-in.
Yeah.
You buy something on iTunes, you're buggered. You'll have to buy an iPod forever to play it.
I wouldn't even dare buy.
You know, you buy something from Napster, MSN Music, Cinema Now, you know, Urge, or... the hundreds of other retailers that sell music, they all sell it in Windows Media Audio.
Mm.
And it's playable on any device you can imagine. My phone, the 360, my computer, hundreds of MP3 players. And it just works. You don't have to install any software. You just use the software on your computer anyway, i.e. Windows Media Player.
Just had a really scary thought.
What?
Wonder if they're using that annoying piece of software, that Sony software that came with my Sony MIDI disc player. For the Pebble. You know, that really annoying one that's very similar to the one that comes on those CDs that hacks into your computer that everyone's been going on about.
The rootkit crap.
Yeah, I hope that they didn't come with that. God.
People do. I mean, people install any old shit on their computers.
Yeah. But anyway, from the looks of it, with all this going down through the roof, they were saying that it
back on topic, to Sony.
It looks like this is Sony's golden boy. It looks like this is... make or break, and which gives me the impression that unless something really awful happens, they really do want to get it out there. Doesn't mean everyone's going to get one. I think they're trying to recreate what accidentally happened with the Xbox 360 and doing it on purpose this time with...
Oh my god.
There's something in the cupboard. Oh my god, there's a cat in the cupboard. How random is that? Hey kitty cat. Oh, there you go. Bet you're not.
Weird.
You gotta let your tail go through the door. Go on.
Okay, Adam's talking to a door.
No, the cat won't take her tail.
Just close the bloody door. I'm not editing this, so.
Yeah.
People are gonna have to hear you talking to yourself.
Sorry, the cat wouldn't take her tail out of the door frame. Right.
Yeah, she always gets in there, or under the bed.
Crazy.
Toaster! Batch of ground.
But it looks like this is their last chance, and with recreating what happened with everybody wanting to try and get their hands on a 360, and because they were in short demand with them putting them out all over the world, I think they're going to try and do the same thing that they did with the PlayStation 3, where they're trying to make it seem like rocking horse shit, you know, hard to get hold of. They'll just try and release only a few in each country. Everybody will go, oh, PlayStation 3, trying to get their hands on it, and then spending, there's going to be some idiots spending God knows what money on eBay as well.
I'm already planning on buying 10 of them. With those 10, I could buy a house.
Yeah.
We should do that. The GamerCast house fund.
Yeah.
But we'd buy up all the PlayStation 3s in town.
Yeah, and then sell them on eBay for incredibly extortionate prices.
The thing is, the PlayStation 3 launch is looks like a dead copy to PlayStation 2 launch.
Mm.
Nothing out. Nothing out for like a year. I mean, what games have they got coming out on launch? No.
I haven't even heard any of the games. I've just seen stuff that's cinematic footage.
Yeah, that's the thing. Microsoft, when they unveiled the Xbox 360, they were showing you real games. That's the first time any company has actually shown you real games and not tech demos like Sony have been doing. I mean, we've seen one real game. We saw Metal Gear Solid, which was real footage, but it wasn't that impressive when you actually saw the screenshots of like the high-res screens.
Mm.
You could see it was, you know, pretty poor. Not a patch on Gears of War. And another game, I've forgotten what it's called, but it was pulled. All the screenshots were quite over the web, quite widely spread, and Sony had all the screenshots pulled because they looked that bad. Mm. It looked like, you know, Quake 3 with high-res textures.
Exactly.
You know, there was no shader stuff going on at all or anything. It looked terrible.
They haven't even really come around and said what they've done with the fact that they pulled the controller off. You know, that's been redone. Are they still doing it?
Controllers changed. The network hub was kicked out. USB hub was miniaturized. A lot of stuff has already been cut. And 1080p, the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, they were saying, oh yeah, it supports 1080p, and people were thinking, yeah, all the games will be in 1080p. Wrong. All the games won't be in 1080p, very few games will be in 1080p. That's the thing, Microsoft, when they announced the Xbox 360, they said, every game, 720 progressive at least.
Mm.
And Sony come out and say, oh, our machine in theory can do this, knowing full well that no games will actually support it.
Mm, for argument's sake, I got the box of Ghost Recon here, and it says high definition TV, 480p, 720p, 1080.
Aye.
Yeah. You know,
Sony hype.
Yeah.
And the thing they're blaming the delay on is copyright protection, i.e. the Blu-ray copyright protection isn't in place.
Yeah.
And the way they've worded it is they've worded it like they're really implementing a way not to be able to play secondhand games on your system.
Because I, as soon as I saw this video off BBC, I went straight to PlayStation. I went on the PlayStation official website to see.
The PlayStation official website sucks compared to the Xbox one.
It is absolutely awful. You can't find anything on it. Went on there. There's
nothing on
the
vine.
They did actually have a short little thing saying, "Oh yes, it's coming out in November world launch." Yada yada yada. That, you know, they didn't. They said even less than what BBC said. But they had this big link thing to, ooh, what is Blu-ray, and going on about Blu-ray, and oh yes, you'll be able to watch high definition DVD, this, that,
you can
and
watch,
other, and
people go on about the new DVD formats. The new DVD formats aren't really important. If we actually look at what's happening, DVD offered such a massive improvement over VHS. That's the reason it took off. What we're probably going to see again is the Super Audio CD and DVD audio, which DVD audio had real potential. Sony incidentally did the Super Audio CD. So again, another splinter format which divided the market and destroyed all uptake. Nobody's heard of them.
Because they were
HD DVD is the better format out of the two.
Yeah, because I clicked on it and it went on to Blu-ray, and then it started talking about that the Blu-ray discs are much larger than a normal DVD, so it was saying the comparison of how much space is on one of those discs, and then if you add one dual layered, I think they were getting up to about 50 gig or something like that. It's fair enough.
25 gig per layer, I think it is.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, fair enough. It's bigger, but
so what?
Is it going to work? They tested it. Is it going to be any good with games?
Yeah. One of the main problems is They always go on about the new formats will allow high definition quality video. With advanced codecs like Windows Media Video 9, you can get high definition video on DVD.
Mm.
And you can buy them in shops today. There's things like Terminator on the disc and everything. And the HD DVD launch is just around the corner.
Yeah, the
Which they've got a lot of films because Universal support HD DVD.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, the Uber, you know, film company.
And then if you do buy them, you can buy yourself the little stand that goes next to your Xbox, the high-definition DVD drive. But yeah, the thing that bothers me is, like, fair enough, you barely notice
it. People are getting too far ahead.
Yeah.
DVD isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know, the Blu-ray players they've shown off so far are coming out at $1,000, and the HD DVD ones are coming out at $500. And the HD DVD ones have far more films as well. So I think Sony's onto another loser format again. Cough, yeah. Betamax, cough, A-Track, cough,
mini-disc.
UMD, cough, mini-disc, etc., etc.
I think the other thing is testing it on their baby.
Yeah, because the cool thing with HD DVD is it uses the same basic technology as DVD. The disc size the same. Mm. Yeah, it uses a different frequency to fit, you know, 30 gigs or whatever it is onto the disc. But Blu-ray, for example, the protective layer is a sixth the size of it is on HD DVD. So the thing's going to be really prone to scratching. Mm. So that's, you know, not good, man.
Yeah.
But that's the trouble when you let a film company and an electronics company, a.k.a. both Sony, manufacture something like that. They deliberately make a format which is going to fall apart in the box, so you have to buy another copy.
And then
they release UMD, so you've got to buy another copy for your portable machine. Fuck off am I buying another copy. I bought the fucking film once. I'm going to put it on whatever I want to watch it on. My phone, my 360, whatever.
Yeah. I must admit, it's having it on the PlayStation 3 is just boring me. It's like, fair enough, when dual DVDs came out, now and again, you on some discs, there's a slight hint of a pause and it carries on. You know that it's jumped. Layer that has never bothers me because it's so minute, and sometimes they manage to get
it just does it once when not a lot's happening.
Yeah, and you just on a moment where you don't really notice it, but it's like that sort of thing. You know, there's going to be problems that's going to occur with those discs.
Blu-ray will have lots of problems,
on the
mainly because there's already been loads of reports of problems scratching, like I've already said,
yeah.
And warping the discs, just warping in the drives.
And then if you think about it. Compared to the amount of heat,
but what they're gonna have to do is have it in like a thing like WD UMD.
Mm. Look how much heat
which
creates,
you know,
from a DVD
quadruples
player.
The costs.
And then look at your heat from a console. Much, much bigger.
Mm.
So yeah, I think it's going down. But as we were saying, this is Sony's last chance. This is
Blu-ray, in my opinion, is finished. It's been getting so much negative press lately because of all the copy protection crap on it. Film wise, no support.
Mm.
You know, all the major, you know, Universal, which, I mean, think of all the DVDs you own. I bet you 2/3 of all the films are Universal films.
And Draft Tape, right?
Yeah. Same here. So, Universal support HD DVD exclusively. Mm. So, what we're going to see is we're going to see DVD carry on for another 5 years probably, and HD DVD slowly sleeping in, and Blu-ray just falling off to the side.
Yeah.
Because although they're going to bundle it with the PlayStation 3, there's just no films for it.
Yeah.
You know, you're...
What use does it have?
You're making your customers buy this drive, which is going to be absolutely useless, when they should just use a fucking HD DVD drive if they want to have a high-def drive in there.
Mm.
Because the games, it don't matter. Games will easily fit on a 9-gig disc. You know, the only people who actually whinge about that are Japanese developers who like to cram 50 hours of videos, while Western developers do it real-time in the game, which, you know, costs zero space, because it's all being generated by the game itself. Right, let's check the chat room.
Yep.
The Turnster has joined, blah blah blah, bunch of other stuff. Isn't Blu-ray just bigger than DVD or something silly? Yes, that's right. Bunch of other crap. Another crap, loads of other films and stuff, blah blah blah. New Oblivion trailer tonight, yeah, that's probably going to come in about an hour and 10 minutes. Sony released quite a few films, yes they do, but think of a good film by Sony.
Transformers the movie. It's the only thing that I can think of in my collection that actually has Sony written on it.
The only Sony films I've got is Ghostbusters.
Mm. But, and there we go. It looks like Sony is coming out fighting. They're coming out glove swinging, but they have to
because they're buggered.
Yeah, they've got no choice. They've been pushed into a corner by Microsoft. They've got to come out fighting, and I've just got this image of seeing them slip on the ring. They're just going to land flat on their face.
We should always go back to Microsoft's past history. How many versions of a product has it taken to destroy a competitor?
Hmm.
Internet Explorer version 3. destroyed Netscape. Windows 3.0 and 3.11 was a major release, destroyed everything else. It became the main system. You know, gee, every PC just sells with Windows from that point on. So it's always the third version which does the damage. We're on to the second version of the Xbox, and Sony are already crumbling.
The other thing that makes me...
Oh, here's the Xbox right here now. Let's turn it on.
The thing that gets me excited... Let me get the Switch right.
Hey.
My mum loves that. She absolutely loves that. That nice sound. One thing that I'm getting excited about is the fact... Think about it. You look at a 360 and you look at a PlayStation 3. They're trying to be able to do similar things.
Sony is outright copying Microsoft.
It's basically about trying to do something the same and trying to do it better. Right. Hypothetical, into the future. Sony do land...
Into the future! Ooh. Magic bar.
They land flat on their face. PlayStation is out of it. It's just an old console. It's gone...
Xbox Live Arcade. Beat this. They'll never be able to touch this feature. I mean,
it's gone completely out. So there is no more PlayStation in the gaming industry. It's pretty much down to
Windows and Xbox.
Xbox and Nintendo.
Yeah, now we're talking. Beat this. Oh yeah. Carry on talking.
But yeah.
Ah, shit.
Where's your point? What I'm thinking is...
Geometry Wars.
Look
Game of the Century.
Look at the Nintendo's...
And Unreal Tony is online here as well. See, this is a cool thing of Xbox Live. I'm connected, I've got this game on, and it's telling me who are my friends are online. You know, and it tells me one of them is actually in the chat room with Gamercast at the moment. Same person, and you know, listening. Because that's a cool thing. You can listen to Gamercast on your Xbox 360. Did you know that?
No.
Of course you can. You just, you know, stream it across from your PC. Let's see the PlayStation 3 do that. Oh crap, here comes these green things.
It's the green things again.
And a black hole.
As I was saying, I can just see it turning to be just Nintendo and the Xbox. Now, look at what...
Whoa, that is extreme. Just Nintendo and the Xbox.
But look at what the Nintendo tried to do in comparison to...
Yeah, Nintendo were trying to do something different. Oh, so here comes these loads of things.
If you looked at it, if you wanted the ultimate gaming experience, you would have to own a Nintendo and a 360.
Oh, come on, Xbox Live Arcade. Nintendo should just develop games for the Live Arcade.
But
Mario Live Arcade, oh yeah.
But can you see what I mean? They're so different. There would be no competition. It would be like, right, you're a gamer, right, you need to own a Nintendo Revolution and you need to own a 360. No, not one or the other. You need to have both sat next to each other.
Oh no, he sent me a message. He's going to have to wait till I finish his game.
But you see what I mean? That'll be the ultimate thing.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. Xbox Live just told me, Tony, who's also in the chat room, they just sent me a message over Xbox. You know, let's see Sony do that. And if they do it, we can just say they're copying. And then we go, in your face, we had it first.
You're going to get your worm things coming out in a minute.
Oh, they can piss off for now. I need to get my Uber guns. Oh, here they come.
Here comes the snakes.
Well, they're all going into the black hole.
Oh, now I'm being run.
Phone's going, Geometry Wars is going. Oh my god, brain overload. Ah, it's a shit. I'm flipping circle things.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to miss it.
Oh, crap.
No, we're still recording at the moment. We're actually recording at the very moment.
Wait!
It's alright. Yeah, sure. No, it's cool.
Let's check what Tony wants.
Bye. Sorry about that. It'll be my mother. Wanting to know when I'm coming home for tea.
Tony has sent me a voice message. First voice message we actually play on Gamercast.
People will do this more often, then we can have their voices on Gamercast.
I'm calling you in Geometry Wars, Lou.
And again.
I'm calling you in Geometry Wars, Lou.
Pwnage. Yeah, he's playing me in this game, look. I've only got... Oh, shit.
Red dudes coming out with the laser guns. I want them to come out sooner, because I always die when they come out.
Damn.
There you go. That's the shit.
Oh yeah. Crap. This game just rocks.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's exclusive to Xbox 360.
And if you don't have Xbox Live because you live in the middle of nowhere, buy one of the best games on the 360 so you can play it. Project Gotham Racing 3. Go into your garage and play this on the arcade.
Game over, man.
You got an achievement.
Yeah, I get loads of achievements. I'm really good. Right, let's turn this off before I carry on playing it anymore.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is you can turn it off from the controller. I didn't have to reach over there and turn the console off. There we go. Right, let's get back to work.
So yeah, that's all I can say about Sony. Over and done with. They're out the ring.
Yeah, man. This is good. Right, Ghost Recon.
You finally have had a go. What do you think?
I think it's good. I'm still not buying it. Well, Damien said he'd lend me his copy, so I'm not buying it. And I probably won't get a chance to play it, because I'm going to pick up Oblivion in the next couple of days anyway.
Then you'll be stuck in that for
about 2 years.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oblivion... Oh, yeah!
But yeah,
Oblivion is awesome, man.
Just while we're on Ghost Recon, only nitpick I've got with Ghost Recon at the moment.
Oh, Oblivion, here we go.
Oh, God, I've got to play
you. You're a bold little thing, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Slash and smash, the big orc weapon.
Oh, we need to take the idiot one
and
just paste it in randomly.
I heard a rumor that you're an idiot. Any truth to that?
Yes.
Okay, shut up.
Only one problem I've had with Ghost Recon, one of the solo missions where you're in the dark, there was a slight bug when it came to being laying on the floor. As soon as you tried to move forward, your character would try and force himself into the modelling position, which is basically standing on 2 feet with your arms out, and kind of like in a cross position. Only lasted for a little while until I got to the next save point, and
magic
then it completely disappeared. So.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it looks good. Paul liked it. Won't buy it, but it doesn't matter. As long as he likes it, I'm happy.
Yep, I would give it 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
No, 7 out of 10.
Online's good as well. We'll have to play on that after we've done this. Right, Paul, what's next on the list?
I've got to play games again. Oh
yeah.
Man, it's too much hassle. Right, next on the list.
Outfit. As I said from the last show, it is on free demo download. Managed to get it completely downloaded, had a go. It was nice for him to bring out a demo that obviously you're only going to download it. You're only going to download it if you're on Xbox Live. So they did it so that it's not single player, it is multiplayer and Xbox Live playable, which I thought was a nice touch. The game itself, very much third person, run around, pick one of your characters. You've got two, each one's got two weapons. I only played two of the characters through the whole entire time. One of them had a single action army revolver and a rocket launcher, and the other one had a machine gun and flamethrower.
Oh, hey.
There were only three people online that I was playing against because that's how big the match was that I chose to go into. But even then, there were lots of AI running around. A lot of them will follow you about, which is rather cool. So as you've got your men with you, like your squad, as you're going around shooting all the Nazis, all the opposition, you're getting money for it. You're getting these little coins going into a collection pot, and then if you hold B, it comes up with a clock face, which you can use the analog stick to move around the clock to choose whether you want some more men in your squad, you want a gunning placement, machine gun placement, Willy's Jeep, an armored truck, a tank, and then you can buy them, have them airdrop down to you, and then you can get all your men in it and go off and blow up some more Nazis. It's really cool. I must admit, I probably wouldn't spend the money that they're asking for it as a 360 game.
If it was an Xbox Live Arcade game, which costs, say, £5, then it'd be really cool.
Mm.
But £50, piss off.
I must admit, if you wanted a change, it is a really good game for demo download. It really is. Just for
Tony says he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm going as far as demo download here. That I wouldn't even buy it, to be honest, even if it was 20 quid. But
good if you've got money to waste and you like a quick blast.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree with Tony on that one. It's just got that aspect of just run around with your mates and blow the crap out of stuff. And you're the Americans and they're the Nazis, and that's about as good as it gets.
Of course, the Americans know how to fight Nazis, don't they? They've got a bunch of them in government. Right, next on the list was Oblivion. What are we going to say about Oblivion?
Oblivion, oh my god. If you're one of those people that owns an Uber PC and a 360, what the hell are you going to do?
I'm going to buy both.
I think that's the answer.
Well, hopefully the Xbox 360 version will come in on Tuesday. So I'll play that for a couple of days, and the PC one will probably come in on Wednesday or Thursday. For the release date on the Friday, I'll just take it home early.
Yeah.
Because I ain't fucking waiting until Friday.
I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to trade in to be able to get it, because I can't afford it at the moment. Especially after
trade your PC in.
Yeah, they'd like that, wouldn't
they? Well, we give you 50 quid for it.
But yeah, it is.
I mean, you know, words can't describe how awesome this game is. This game is awesome, and you need to buy it.
It is.
Full stop.
To be honest, if you've never even seen Elder Scrolls 3, you've never seen any of the other ones, you've never even played them, and you're just looking at it and thinking, oh, it looks nice, yes, okay, maybe. Tend it. Go in, buy it, expecting, ready to take it back to get something else or whatever. Trust me, you won't take it back.
Well, you know, people who don't like RPGs will probably take it back.
True.
People who have, like, 2 minutes of time a day and can only manage to play shit games like FIFA Street, they probably won't like it.
Yeah, but they probably don't listen to the show, so it doesn't matter.
If they do listen to the show, fuck off. Okay? We don't want any people who like FIFA Street listening to the show, because it's crap. It's just a quarter one revenue filler for EA. Why are you buying it?
Put that on your crap list.
Oh, the crap list. I forgot about the crap list.
Yeah. You want a new crap
list. I'll bugger the crap list. I can't be bothered. Everything's crap. Including Oblivion. Because the horse, the animation. Oh.
Yeah, I must admit, the animation needs to be worked on a bit more. It really does. I've tried animating a horse. I've tried studying and drawing horses while they're trotting around in a freezing cold field to the point where my fingers are going numb and I kept dropping my rubber. It's not an easy thing to do, I will admit. They've got a hard thing doing having horses there, but you work at it. Come on, look at Legend of Zelda. They get it down to a T. Frankly, there is only one horse. But, yeah, it needs a bit more.
It's disappointing.
Work. Yeah.
They've got these lush forests which has never been seen before in a game. You have the horses rotate round on the spot with the same animation as they normally do.
Mm. Bit disappointing, fellas. Come on, pull your fingers out. But apart
from
that, the rest of it looks absolutely amazing.
Who cares? I mean, we always knew that Bethesda are shit at sound and animation. They've hugely improved the sound.
Mm, definitely.
And they're still lacking in animation. It's a bit better, but.
Well, you're going to be lost. I don't even think you'll ever come out of this room with your sound surround system and continually walking through forest being able to hear the wind blowing. Oh, come on, what else could you do? You do realise you're going to have to get some sort of like electrical device hooked up to your phone or alarm system to electroshock you when it's time to go to work, because you'll forget.
No, the phone would just make a noise. It does that anyway, provides I'd forget to go to work.
You can listen to your phone. What
do you think wakes me up in the morning?
You're going to listen to your phone and be like, I cannot hear this. I can hear the wind.
I can hear the wind, blah, blah, blah. Then the phone starts going, where do you want to go today, dirtbag? I don't want to go to work. I want to play Oblivion.
I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch me soar. Sorry, I've been watching too much Serenity.
Well, hey, then we're going to talk about Feeding Frenzy.
Feeding Frenzy, yes.
Shall I load this up now?
Yeah, go on then.
Let's put Feeding Frenzy on.
New downloadable arcade game for the Xbox 360, Feeding Frenzy. I must admit, when I first saw it, I was kind of like...
I was thinking, what the hell is this crap?
Yeah.
But it's got fish in it, and they eat each other, and that's cool.
It's addictive as well. I found myself playing it for quite some time until my parents kicked me out of my bedroom because they wanted to rip my
bedroom
window out.
Feeding Frenzy. I've only got the demo version. I'm too cheap to buy the full one. I mean, just look at it. It's the style of it. That's awesome.
It's got a very nice stylistic style to it, with the nice backgrounds.
Here we go. Just eat the fish, dude.
Yummy.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Martin got me to buy this the other day from. Because you play a little fish, dude, and you've got to eat the other little fish dudes.
But then there are
but then avoid the big fish, because the big fish will eat you.
But once you've had enough fish,
you turn into a big fish.
And then you can eat it.
Here we go.
As the wise Qui-Gon Jinn once said in a very should have been made better episode 1, there's always a bigger fish. Sorry, I'm knocking episode 1 again. I love the film, but it just could have been made better.
They all could have been made better.
I was watching The Long Way Round on DVD. Ewan McGregor is trying to do his Obi-Wan Kenobi impression, and then he was like, I need my robe, I can't do it without the robe.
There's no bigger fish at the moment, I'm the biggest fish there is.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to the end. I like the fact that the backgrounds are drawn. It really gives it a nice feel to it. The other thing is that little kids can play this game.
Perfect.
Your mum would play this game, little kids would play this game.
No, my mum
plays
Bloody Bejeweled.
Yeah. Oh, check the soundtrack out. This rocks. But yeah, you're basically going around. I haven't got far enough to find out. Can you actually play anything like a shark or anything other than this pink fish?
Dunno.
I'm gonna have to play a bit more tonight and see how far you can get.
Well, I do have enough money on my account to buy it, but I'm too cheap.
I'd buy it, but I don't have enough money in my account. I've got enough left for pictures now, and I'm not buying any because I don't like buying pictures. Because my Xbox 360 is hooked up to my PC, so I just download them for free.
Here we go, I'm a little fish again.
Little fish. Lots of coral. Get the starfish in the bowl.
I think we should probably talk about something important.
Yeah. So there you go, that's Feeding Frenzy.
Which is a cool game. There's also Jewel Quest, I think it's called, which is also really cool.
Jewel Quest?
Yeah. Jewel, as in Bejeweled Quest.
Bejeweled Quest, yeah.
No, Jeweled Quest. Jewel Quest. The quest to find jewels.
Ah.
Which is where? Big fish.
I like it when you become a big fish because you're like trying to dodge all these fish and all of a sudden they're food.
Well, it's like sport.
Yeah, it is kind of got that.
Only fish and.
Oh, there's a shark! Dun dun. Dun dun. Dun 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 dun. He looks cool. I want to be the shark. Big fish.
Yeah, well, hey.
So there you go, that's Feeding Friends.
And I got eaten, so let's turn it off. Oops, what have I broken? There we go.
So there you go, that's Feeding Frenzy on the
Xbox 360 Live Arcade. Yes. Yeah, well, hey.
I have a question.
We've got someone new on the chat room, man.
Ooh, who is it?
I don't know.
Jim Kelly?
Hey, Jim. Dude, who's the new dude?
Who's Jim? Do you mean you say you don't know? I know a poem about someone called Jim.
Bones used to call Admiral Kirk at the time Jim.
Jim. To market with my brother Jim, someone threw a tomato at him. Tomatoes are soft and hurt the skin. And don't hurt the skin, but this one did because it came in a tin.
Okay.
Yeah. Question for you, right.
Question for who? You asking the chat room or me?
I'm asking everybody. Everybody that's out there, including yourself, because I don't know this, but I don't know the answer to this, and it's bugging me. On the 360.
Oh, Tigger.
You just realised I'm wearing a Tigger t-shirt.
Yeah.
The wonderful thing about Tigger is that Tigger's a wonderful thing. The tops are made of rubber, the bottoms are made of spring. The fancy, fun, 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 fun. The wonderful thing about Tigger's is I'm the only one. I love that song.
Shut up and get on with it.
Yeah, on the Xbox 360, there's the video section.
Yeah.
And I'll power up the 360 so I can point
it. Oh, for God's sake.
We need. It's the first game of Castlevania we've been able to have the 360 at our fingertips, so we might actually use the opportunity.
You can actually turn it on and off while I keep playing games and you keep wanting to show everyone and stuff. Right, what do you want to see? Come on, talk. There's too much empty space in this episode and it's letting the episode down.
Sorry, okay. No, not this one, next one. Media. Right, videos.
Yeah.
What do you use that for?
Videos are for videos you download from the like marketplace.
But what all the videos, I always get them from the game section on the access.
Well, they're going to have music videos and stuff like that, which are going to be available.
They already do, but they were in the same place. That's the thing I can't understand.
Right, well, let's have a look. Demos and trailers.
Yeah, everything. Every
more demo. Videos and downloads.
Yeah.
What have we got? Some music video and a bunch of other crap. Right, let's download that quickly. How big is it?
Yeah, see, this is what
40 meg. I'm not downloading that.
All of this I downloaded already. You come back out. All of these that you download.
Yeah.
Go to the green one. Games. You all watch your trailers. That's where you watch them. It will all sit on trailers. But I can't find anything that goes in the video section. What videos on your 360? I downloaded loads of stuff and there's... It's confusing.
I've seen stuff in the video section before.
Yeah?
I downloaded a gun trailer to show the old man. And it was in the video section. I went to write a video section, so I don't know if they changed it in the last patch or what. But I mean, who cares?
I just wanted to know if you knew
or anyone. I use Media Center.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, was it something to do with Media Center or whatever?
This had better not break my flipping streaming audio thing I've got going. No.
Yeah.
Boom! There we go, Media Center, man. This is where it's at. And then we've got all these cool things like my TV.
This crashed Sony Soundstage last time we did this.
Something crashed. No, it was the Mega Drive emulator.
Right, okay.
Look, all the Simpsons episodes I've recorded.
Yay, Simpsons.
Hey, see, this is why the 360 is cool.
Soya, but not as you currently know it.
Soya milk. Oh, my ex-girlfriend used to make me drink soya milk.
50, security, you name it, she worries about it. I'm a lot more laid back.
Okay, let's turn the TV off.
Yeah, before we start watching and forget we're actually recording the show. Yeah, that is the ultimate thing about the 360, that ability to be able to just...
I mean, that's the thing, I can... We record everything via my PC, and now we can watch that content in the living room without me having to have a PC down there.
Mm.
We just have this nice white box.
Exactly. Right.
And the cool thing is, I can watch all my videos I've downloaded from download sites, which I bought and watched them downstairs too. Well, I can watch Red vs. Blue downstairs.
Yeah.
On the TV, it's so much, you know, so much nicer. Beat that PlayStation 3 with your crappy. Whatever it is.
I wonder how many fires they're going to start.
Oh, that's the thing. What did I see caught fire? Oh, you know, Apple announced those cool magnetic power leads to stop for their laptops.
All right, yeah.
Instead of having like a plug, it's a magnet to hold the power lead on. So that the idea is if you like trip over the cable, it will disconnect the wire.
All right.
It's not very useful because if you actually try it with any current PC laptop, they all disconnect before the laptop falls anyway.
Yeah.
So it's kind of silly. But one of them caught fire, totally pwned the whole laptop, and Apple made them take the pictures down as well.
I would have said, yeah, I'll take the pictures down, you buy me a new laptop. new laptops.
It was still under warranty, so he did get another one. But they still made him pull the pictures. So yeah, there's an Apple catching fire.
Sorry, I just got a picture of a real Apple in my head on fire. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for this show.
Yeah, man, Khajiit's parents are going to Brazil.
Let's all go to Khajiit's house, because he lives near snow.
Hey, Khajiit, we're coming around your place in a minute.
I want to go snowboarding. Yeah, let's stop reading the... Is there anything being said cool?
They're just all arguing about stuff, about where Khajiit lives and how this Khajiit is a Khajiit. So, Khajiit. He's not called Khajiit on the thing. Dude, we can't pronounce your real name. Just call yourself Khajiit. I mean, how do you pronounce that?
He's gonna have to send us...
He's gonna have to send us an audio clip of him pronouncing his name. Because we don't know how to pronounce it. I mean, it's like... Halalalala.
That
would
be
I suppose it's like... Halj or... You know, I don't even know where to begin, man. You can't have letters like that put next to each other. You can't. It's not English.
Us English people are awful at speaking other people's languages and pronouncing names.
Khajiit. He's saying his name there like we can magically pronounce it now. No, you're going to have to send us audio of it, dude.
Although I was exactly the same when I was going out with my Chinese girlfriend. I had a hell of a time trying to pronounce her name.
What was her name?
Humei.
Humei.
Just remembering it.
That's easy to pronounce.
Yeah, but when...
Dude
he,
man.
When
hey, dude
to,
man.
When I was trying to read it off her phone.
Humei.
She couldn't even say my surname. It was hilarious.
What's your surname?
Clough.
Clough.
As in C-L-O-U-G-H. As in Brian, if you're a football fan.
I think we should rename you to Dude. Adam Dude.
Dude. The Dude.
Dude. It's just such a nice word. You can use it in so many places. It's like Moo. You know, and you could use Moo in so many instances. Like, you could just say Moo to represent Hi. Or Moo to represent Ya. Or, and you can use Dude to represent people so easily.
Salador. Okay, that's it for the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
I want to know how to pronounce Khajiit.
We'll do that afterwards. For the people that are on it, on GamerCast Live, we shall continue the show on trying to figure out how to pronounce his name.
Well, the next show is going to be big on Oblivion.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm going to be playing it and Adam won't be able to put me off it. So
yeah,
good
we'll
luck
do
with
it,
that.
We'll do it around.
We'll do a huge Oblivion special with Sonic.
Yeah.
Unless Silent Hill's core gets announced, like Sony have gone bankrupt. So feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net.
Or email us.
You can leave messages on the blog, but don't get into fucking flame wars with everyone on there, because if you do, I just can't be bothered to read it all. Or there's the forums at portalforums.net, where we all hang around and insult all the noobs on there.
Yeah. I swear, it's been going a bit quiet with people's...
Quiet? There's like 500 fucking Oblivion noobs on there.
No, I mean with GamerCast.
Yeah, GamerCast is quiet because Oblivion's coming out.
Yeah.
Oblivion.
Oh.
That's the Halo thing.
I know, but it still works.
Okay.
I want a mod so I can be Master Chief riding around my horse going...
Oh my god.
How cool would that be?
We mod the Master Chief in. We just have him as a character in the game. Because we're planning on making a mod for Oblivion. I'll go into it more next week because we're supposed to be ending this episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll have to wait till next week. So tough luck.
That's it for me.
And that's it for me as well. See you next week.